I must be Robert Keating from Denver, Colorado. I am with Holland and Hart. The reason that I am talking to you today about alternative intelligence is that I'm on the planning committee, and there are topics that come up in the planning committee, and I always list the things I wish somebody would explain to me. And this was one of them, and nobody else seemed ready to explain it to me, so I thought I will do what I do best, which is I will explain it, and all of you will realize that you have a lot of questions that you can answer better than I can. So this is the first, perhaps, introduction for some of you into a program on ChatGTP and other artificial intelligence schemes. With me is Kyla is with the with Baylor University, and it practices in the area of land use planning, economic development, public contracts, purchasers, acquisition, employment, and constitutional law, to which she is a legal polymath. And she also, unlike me, has the capability of competently writing. And so we did a program a couple of years ago that I really enjoyed because I learned a great deal about just kind of general writing. And this is kind of a legal writing issue. And so what we're going to talk about today is essentially what exactly artificial intelligence is and how it's impacting us and what's it going to mean in terms of the practice of law, and is it going to destroy humanity? And if you believe me, I'll lie to you about other things. We're going to go into it, and basically, unlike most of the other programs, we welcome comments, questions, brickbats, whatever, because my expectation is that most of you are kind of at the same sort of incipient state that we are in working with this. So we'll kick it off, but do feel free to interrupt us with questions. I would ask, as a courtesy to the people who are watching it remotely, and there are quite a few of them actually, if you wouldn't mind going to the microphone or grabbing the microphone, bring it back to your table, whatever, so that we don't need to repeat them, that would be helpful. But other than that, that's what we're going to talk about, and I'll kind of kick it off. The explosion in AI and AI technology, I measure to about the end of November of last year, when ChatGTP was first released in public test versions, and people began to play with it, and they began to be totally amazed by what it could do. Does anybody here know what the words GPT mean? Is there anybody here who has not heard the term GPT in the last 6 months? Okay. It's a generative pre-learned transformer. And each of those words has a specific meaning, and we'll talk a little bit about what all of those things are. But, you know, it's one of those words that we keep hearing, and we're so used to dealing with acronyms that we will leap into them and just sort of assume them. And I have been talking about ChatGTP incorrectly for the last 6 months. And I'm almost, my wife now has just stopped correcting me. Fits in the realm of invincible ignorance. What it's essentially doing is it is a language model. It's what's called a large language model.